Governor Andrew Cuomo will give his second State of the State address today, marking his first full year on the job. So far, judging by his poll numbers and his list of accomplishments, Cuomo appears to have a strong momentum as he heads into year two. But as WNYC's Bob Henley reports, his greatest challenges may still lay ahead.
Watching Governor Cuomo in action is like watching a master tactician at work.
Good afternoon, Medgar Evers Collard.
Last month, Cuomo came to Medgar Evers College in Brooklyn to sign a bill to tackle the chronic urban youth unemployment crisis. But what wasn't apparent was how one year in, he's been able to get Senate Republicans to go along with his agenda. In Brooklyn, Cuomo took the chance to take a bipartisan shot at his colleagues in the nation's capital.
When you're looking at Washington, and you're looking at the Congress that is gridlocked, and they're pointing fingers one at the other, and they're playing politics with each other. And Democrats are blaming Republicans, and Republicans are blaming Democrats.
Cuomo insists that things are now radically different in a can-do Albany.
And New York made a beautiful statement. It said, we're not waiting for Washington. We're going to step up, and we're going to lead. And New York is going to take its own future in its hands.
Cuomo is fresh off the political bounce of brokering a behind-the-scenes deal between Senate Republicans and Assembly Democrats, reworking the state's tax code. It lowered the tax rates on the middle class while raising them slightly on the state's top earners. And just in case you missed it, thanks to a multi-million-dollar ad buy by the Independent Committee to Save New York, backed by the state's real estate and business interests, television ads singing Cuomo's performance are in heavy rotation.
A global recession. Washington in gridlock. But despite the challenges, the governor and legislature are getting things done.
Governor Cuomo has made state government work again.
That's Dick Dady, executive director of Citizens Union, a good government group. He gives Cuomo high marks for his first year.
He accomplished a number of things, an on-time budget, cutting $10 billion, and achieving marriage equality, and I think New Yorkers applaud him for that, as evidenced by the high poll numbers.
Dady does have one note for Cuomo in his second year: work more publicly and less behind the scenes when building consensus. And Dady reasons it would be in the public interest if it was easier to find out just who was funding the Cuomo ad blitz.
It's great to have an effective functioning government, but an important component of that is to have one that is also transparent.
One thing that Cuomo made no secret of from the campaign on was his plan to drive harder bargains with public unions. Richard Steyer is the editor of the Chief Newspaper, which tracks labor relations for the state and city public workforce. He says in the first year, Cuomo has done just that.
Well, he does not look like Scott Walker or John Kasich, the governors of Wisconsin and Ohio, who came in with a full-bore assault on unions and looked to take away their fundamental rights. He hasn't done that, but he managed to intimidate union leaders, and in one case, their members, after the members initially voted down a contract with the threat of layoffs.
Over at the New York State Association of Counties, the staff will be listening closely to the governor's speech. For the state's counties, the prolonged national recession has shrunk tax revenues, lowered property values, and boosted the demand for services like welfare for the poor. Yet Steve Aquario with the Association of Counties says his members remain optimistic. He says Cuomo understands the unsustainable burden Medicaid poses to counties. Aquario says between Cuomo's Medicaid reforms and the rollout of President Obama's health care program, county governments could finally be off the hook for more than $7 billion annually in mandated Medicaid payments to the state coffers.
I think the convergence of the Medicaid redesign team efficiencies, this great work that Governor Cuomo has led, the implementation of the Federal Affordable Care Act in New York State, provide the unique window of opportunity to remove the local taxpayer from financing Medicaid. That has never existed before.
And Aquario is also hopeful about Governor Cuomo's strategy to revive the state economically through regional competitions. Aquario says for the first time, counties, cities, and universities are teaming up and collaborating. But Aquario concedes there is one economic development strategy which remains highly controversial: hydrofracking for natural gas.
One county, Chemung County, seeing already an investment that's providing a serious return on investment there, their airport. They're having a little boom. It remains to be seen how the state will address the environmental concerns, which are quite legitimate.
Outside the Capitol, Hudson native Dylan Mayer says how Governor Cuomo's administration handles hydrofracking could be one of Cuomo's greatest tests.
Balancing it is going to be the most important part in going forward. versus like making the decisions to preserve the environment and still have a healthy economy.
I'd like to hear what he has to say about what he's going to do about the social order in New York State.
That's Pastor Frances Rosenau with Albany's Westminster Presbyterian Church. She hopes to hear details from the governor in his State of the State on how he plans to deal with the swelling ranks of poor and near poor. She says she and her colleagues continue to see increased demand for the basics like food.
Last winter and this winter, the numbers are just through the roof. And we want to put ourselves out of business. We want not to have to open our doors because people are fed and they have all they need to eat. But there is an increasing need for that. And that's a shame. And in a state where there's so much income disparity.
Even as Governor Cuomo tries to chart the state out of the Great Recession, the latest reports on the state of New York's families are sobering. According to a November report from the Fiscal Policy Institute, child poverty in upstate cities like Albany, Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse ranged from 43% to 51%. In New York City, just under a third of children live in poverty. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.